If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
B-E-E, I'm Billy Kidd. TJ's with us, Hope.
I was over at my mom's yesterday helping her clean up, and I look in her pantry, and I was like, I think they've rebranded. I don't think this is the Jiffy logo anymore. I pick it up. Expired 2012.
Uh-oh.
I was like, Mom, when was the last time you cleaned out this drawer?
13 years ago.
Wow. We're going through, and I was like, I'll just sit on the floor. Hand them to you. She's such a good person. She's going through and taking all of the packages out so she can recycle the cardboard, not just dumping it in the garbage bag.
Oh, my gosh.
But every single thing, I'm like, 2023, 2022. Oh, we got a 2016. I had to read her every single expired thing. We get through to the end, and there's two Dolly Parton icings expired March of 2025. And she's like, keep those. I'll use them.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, March of 2025?
Right. So
that's not expired.
Those are new.
That's close enough.
Fine.
But I'm like, you wanted to keep all these other things too. I was like, you got a plan to bake this week?
Well, the thing is, my husband will go in and he throws everything out. I don't know why, but he cleans out the cupboard way too much. And then he'll just throw condiments out. And I'm like, where's the mustard? Oh, come on. Mustard doesn't go bad.
Mustard does not
He's
go
like,
bad.
He's like, no, it was expired. I was like, that is not true.
Do you guys argue about whether or not ketchup and mustard should be in the fridge or on the counter?
No. I do that, though, with fake syrup. I love me some fake maple
syrup.
That
doesn't need to be in the fridge.
Correct. It goes in the cupboard. But then he thinks I accidentally put it in the cupboard because I'm scatterbrained, and he puts it in the fridge. And I'm like, no, I'm intentionally putting it in the cupboard.
I brought home some chicken nuggets the other day.
Yeah.
And you know how they always drop three or four of the sauces in there?
Yeah.
I was saving the sauces for another version of McNuggets. You know, the ones you buy at the store. And I went looking for the sauce. I couldn't find it. Same situation. My wife's in the other room. She sees me looking and opening drawers and stuff. She's like, what are you looking for? I said, I swear I had some sweet and sour sauce that I brought him. She's like, oh, I threw that away. I didn't know how old it was. I was like, it was
yesterday.
2 days old. Get hands off my sauce, woman. It's Morgan Wallen on WBEE. Every Monday around 8:10, the B Morning Coffee Club, we're going to highlight some of Rochester's amazing individuals or organizations who make a difference here in our community. It's all presented by United Way of Greater Rochester and the Finger Lakes. Change starts with you. Be a change maker. Give, volunteer, and take action with United Way.
This week, I would like to nominate Sherry Riley. Sherry has a mostly unknown lung disorder, pulmonary fibrosis. Sherry works to continually raise funds for research, travels around the country speaking to crowds to make people aware of this rare disorder, holds sales, and this month there is a show at the Comedy Club to raise funds and awareness.
Let me tell you something, Sherry. Thank you so much. Sherry Riley, if you know her, let her know that she is our light. Be a light this week. She does. I found it. It's called Cause for a Celebration, fundraiser for pulmonary fibrosis research at URMC. It's happening Wednesday, 6 p.m., April 30th at Comedy at the Carlson because, quote, we believe laughter is the best medicine. And Sherry, thank you for everything that you do. That is commitment right there.
Absolutely.
Commitment for research money every single month. And she travels everywhere while she also suffers from the pulmonary fibrosis. So again, you are a light. Thank you for letting it shine bright. Sherry Riley.
If you know somebody that you would like to hear highlighted in our Be a Light feature, head over to our website, WBEE.com. Just click on the picture. It has a giant light on it. So it makes it really easy to figure out which one to click on.
Light bulb.
Oh, TJ, I'm so sorry about the bad news. It's the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Do you want to break it to her?
The latest in restaurant news, Piecraft Pizza in Henrietta closed.
No!
Could be temporary, may not be. The Victor location closed last year.
I have a punch card.
Of course you do.
Look at this.
How many are left?
I was one punch away from a free pizza. One punch. I've gone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11. I've bought 11 pizzas.
You had to do 12 for free? What happened to 10?
I had to buy, I was almost to my 12th pizza to get my free pizza. This stinks.
So hope that the article says it might be temporary.
It says, first choose your own artisanal pizza places in Rochester have closed, at least for now.
Ugh, I love that.
Hold on. Don't throw that away in anger.
But owner Paul says there's still a ray of hope for the locally owned chain. He said via text he didn't own the buildings that housed the restaurants and that leases became cost prohibitive.
Doesn't say anything about the punch cards.
No, it doesn't say anything about the punch cards.
Why does it not cover the punch cards?
It says he's looking for space where he has more control of property expenses.
Yeah.
We appreciated the fan base and the long run we had. We'll start looking up buildings so that he has more money for
punch
cards.
That's it, Paul. I'm on it so we can get a punch card.
There's so many empty buildings in Henrietta.
I'm one away.
One away.
One pizza away.
Maybe he could share a kitchen with somebody. Maybe he could do that ghost kitchen thing so that you could get your one pizza.
I'm going to lose this stupid punch card before I get my free pizza. I know it.
You're going to have Luke Combs rewrite One Number Away. I was only one punch away.
Morning coffee. Hope, I want to be in your head for like 30 seconds. I don't understand how you tick. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. TJ, I'm Billy Kidd. Hope, how do you even have time to think about things like this?
I was scrolling through on Instagram this weekend and there was an ad that a local coffee shop was hiring baristas. And I was like, you know, not that I need another side hustle. I've always thought it would be super fun to be a barista, but there's no way. I just don't have the vibe to be a barista. You walk in to a local indie coffee shop and they all got septum piercings and bangs and tattoos. And I love that for them. But there's no way that I could walk in and they'd be like, oh yeah, she'd make a good barista. I don't have the vibe for it. I'm convinced.
You're not cool enough.
Right.
Oh, I'm absolutely not cool enough. I've got the tattoos, but you can't see them. They got to be where you could see them, right?
Right.
Maybe on your neck.
They're like all patchwork.
Yeah.
They're cool things I would never even think of to get as a tattoo. They got their peasant skirts on.
Yeah, you're too much of a rule follower to be a barista.
Right.
Do you own a peasant skirt?
I used to, no longer. I couldn't pull it off. I was like, this thing's got to go. It can't be in my closet anymore. It's too much. It's stressing me out.
Oh my God.
See, I couldn't do it not because of that. I don't speak coffee. Like, you walk into Starbucks, I usually just lean over and I'm like, I just want a large coffee with some cream in it. Then like, oh, you want a venti, blah, 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 blah.
We don't use the word large here. Get out.
I don't speak Starbucks. Is there a job that you think you would never, ever, ever qualify for?
Based on vibes
Based
alone.
On vibes alone.
I don't have the boobs to be a bartender. I'll tell you that right now. I wouldn't fit. What?
Well, I mean,
it's true.
Okay, I'm just going to push the button.
The great music.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.